Bill Levy, welcome.
Thank you.
Now, as author, film and media historian, humorist, and entertainer, you do wear quite a few hats. Can you tell us briefly how they all fit?
No. I'm a Capricorn. I was born on January 1st. Capricorns, we start late, but eventually we sort of accelerate, and that's me. I've always had a need to share as a teacher, as a writer. My problem as a writer is I've never been able to focus on one particular medium. I've dabbled in song lyrics. I've dabbled in poetry, children's stories, short stories. I've written a film script with a good friend, Frank Frito. I have written fiction, nonfiction. I've dabbled in quite a bit. I think there's pros and cons on that. I think if I would have focused on one, I would have been, quote, more successful. But I have no complaints.
When did your passion for all things cinema begin?
I remember seeing The Quiet Man when I was about 7 years old and really enjoyed that. But I've always liked the West. When I was 4 years old and my mother was expecting twins, she asked me what I wanted. And I told her a brother and a horse. And my sisters haven't really forgiven me since.
Did you ever get the horse?
Never got the horse.
But maybe that's why Westerns obviously yes. are a passion for you. And do you think that that is what led you to your really passion turned profession in your writing to write the book, Lest We Forget, and that's all about the John Ford Stock Company.
Yes, he'll always be remembered as a Western director, but he directed The Quiet Man, How Green Was My Valley, The Grapes of Wrath. Many people consider him the greatest American director. Mm-hmm. If not getting into a top 10, he's certainly one of the best. He had a wonderful eye. And one of the reasons I wrote this book was to really explain how well he could handle actors. He had an ability to make actors really shine. And it was just phenomenal over and over again.
On the subject of great vintage films, especially Ford's, why the staying power, do you think?
There's an elemental truth to his work. My favorite Ford movie and favorite movie is They Were Expendable. They Were Expendable, 1945, is about America's defeat in the Philippines at the time of Pearl Harbor. And it is poetry. And his use of photography, his use of music, his use of acting, all combined to just create an elegant poem.
And do you think, well, a film especially such as that, has relevancy in today's movie world?
Yes, more and more. And you see, for example, what many people consider his greatest movie, The Searchers, mm-hmm. with John Wayne. Many aspects of that film have been used over and over repeatedly by many of the contemporary directors.
So it's a timeless quality, if you can have Ford's talent and a list of accomplishments.
Definitely.
Now, currently, you're working on a bit of a speculative writing, I might call it. It's called Familiar Faces in Unexpected Places. Can you tell us a bit about that extremely intriguing project?
It's about 100 fictitious encounters between the famous. And I'm weaving in fact and fiction. And this takes place in America and in England between 1865 and 2015. I'm up to 36 now, and I'm having a ball.
What drove this idea? Was it your meticulous and certainly deep history seeking for the whole film industry, or your love of folk tales and fairy tales?
I had written a novel about Errol Flynn like 30 years ago called Beyond Robin Hood. And I had him involved in a undercover mission in New Guinea during World War II. And that Familiar Faces in Unexpected Places, I think that came to mind there. And I was wondering how I could expand that into something, into a book. And this is the result.
And it's a great one, in fact. Bill Levy, are there any wise words of film wisdom that you could leave with us that sum up film life in general and certainly your own?
There's a quote from Red River, the Howard Hawks Western starring John Wayne, that, by the way, everybody assumed John Ford directed, and he always took credit for it. It's one of the great Westerns. It's my favorite Western. People ask me about writing some of these books that took several years. There's a great quote from Red River that comes to mind after finally completing this baby. There's three times in a man's life when he has a right to yell at the moon. When he marries, when his children come, and when he finishes a job, he had to be crazy to start.
Bill Levy is an author, film and media historian, humorist, and entertainer. He joined us today in the WBOI studios. Bill, thank you so very much for sharing your cinematic passions and stoking ours.
Thank you very much.